you know, the county commission has known for years that the public is opposed to having both a jail expansion and a mental health crisis center tied together on the same ballot. But they've refused to allow voters the option of evaluating each project and allowing them to pass or fail on their own individual merits. And we believe that budgets are moral documents. Putting something that helps people together with a jail, which by its nature is harmful to people, is political gamesmanship and doesn't reflect the values of our community. Prop 1 results in a permanent investment in incarceration.
But don't we need more jail space? We don't have enough cells right now for inmates that are there, including the female population.
That's a good point, and that's a recent phenomenon. We don't understand why we've seen this explosion at the county jail. The county commissioners, law enforcement, really can't explain it other than to say that they've had a increase in more violent crimes recently, but there's not enough data to even tell if that's something that's going to continue, or we've just got a larger quantity of, say, murderers, you know, in the jail currently, which they will not end up staying in the jail. Their cases will be processed and they'll move on to prison if they're convicted. And although many people realize that there are people that belong in jail because they're a flight risk or a threat to public safety, you know, we also have to recognize the fact that many of us who end up in jail are often the most vulnerable and marginalized in our community. There's several people that are there for nonviolent misdemeanor offenses, and they're often folks that are less educated, living in poverty, and include a disproportionate number of minorities. And for me, I just can't and won't support jail expansion without a comprehensive and systematic analysis of the entire criminal justice system. And that includes the inefficient and broken district attorney's office, as well as the judicial system and its processes.
The commission says there has been a 101% increase in violent crime in the past 4 years. Is that a figure you just don't believe?
No, I believe that.
You do believe it.
I mean, you know, we had a shooting on Mass Street recently where several people were killed, and there was three, you know, people that were arrested and are now sitting in jail being tried for it. The issue is, I don't believe that it's a trend that we can with any confidence say is going to continue. And in addition to that, these violent crimes, when the cases are processed, in the event that they're convicted, they won't be in our jail.
They're going to the prison.
They'll go to the Department of Corrections. If they're not convicted, then they won't be in jail either. So to spend $163 million over a 20-year span concerns me tremendously. The sales tax is permanent. It will never expire. And any property taxes that mill levy increases that come after the jail is built probably won't be reduced once they're levied also.
There is a statutory obligation for counties to provide safe and humane jails.
Right. This jail, in my view, is safe and humane. When you have an overcrowded jail, there's two ways that you can go about alleviating that overcrowding. Build a bigger jail or reduce the amount of people that you're locking up. I just don't think it's a smart idea to spend the type of resources that we're talking about spending in perpetuity with no expiration date, adding 179 beds to our jail. I just think there's a better way to do it, and we definitely don't have to rush into this. We should understand the root cause of this recent phenomenon that is this jail overcrowding before we commit these types of community resources that can never be unwinded.